Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in today to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We hope you all had a grand 4th of July, that you were safe, that you made sure that you were, your pets were safe, and that there weren't any fires where you are, because that's so important. Things are very, very dry still.
Well, as we want to remind you, you've been hearing encore presentations of some of our shows, and we're glad that you've stayed tuned in. We are on vacation for a couple of weeks, as well as Intentional Health, and I bring that up because they are offering their 2-for-1 deal on Powers of pH while they take some time off themselves to create some exciting new products, and you will see some changes coming up in the fall. But here's the thing. If you put vacation in the coupon code at powersofph.com, you can get the 2-for-1 deal. That's 2-for-1 by putting vacation in the coupon code at checkout at powersofph.com for Power PH. The only thing is it won't be shipping until the 15th after they return from vacation.
Also want to remind you that Danielle Gibbons, we're going to give you that reminder again, and Mother Mary are holding their year's retreat at Elohi Center in Georgia. It's coming up October 17th through the 20th. It's called The Essence of Being. You can register for that by going to BelovedPublications.com. And Rob mentioned there's some new and exciting things coming up this fall. We're going to be bringing Robert Novak to Port Townsend, and we're really excited about that. All that information is going to get out there after we get back. We hope you enjoy your 2 weeks, and we'll be talking to you then.
Well, and don't forget also our friends in Redmond, Vitamin Life, who have continued with their natural health lecture series now for a number of years, are taking the summer off. They're getting ready for an exciting lineup in September, starting in September when everybody is back. And so stay tuned. Stay tuned for all of these things at the events section of ConsciousTalk.net.
Yeah, lots of cool things happening this fall and bringing you the best that we know of, as we always do. Have fun, everyone. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and stay tuned to our encore presentations.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. Okay, so you've been diagnosed with a serious disease. What do you do? How do you handle your relationship with your doctor? Well, we'll talk to Rena Weiner, author of Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much, Be Your Own Best Healthcare Advocate. Now that's great advice. And we'll find out how to do that coming up next. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Rena Weiner. She's a healthcare and patient advocacy coach, a former national oncology trainer and nursing instructor, a multi-book author, and presently a cancer patient in remission. So we can relate to her most definitely. Now, Rena is the Why Wait, Trust Yourself, and Ask for What You Need woman. Her book is Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much. And it's all about being your own best healthcare advocate. Rena, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me to join you.
So, Rena, why did you feel you needed to write this book?
Well, I hoped to encourage patients to ask for what they need, to participate in their care in concert with their physicians. And the more you ask questions, the more you learn, and then you are more or better able, I should say, to get involved with your treatment choice.
Yeah. Well, so what's your experience been in advocacy? And did you have a personal experience with a disease where you had to advocate for yourself?
Yes. I've had a personal experience with disease. I have a blood cancer called multiple myeloma, and I have asked a million questions and continue to. And I believe, like I said, it is essential that you participate, you ask the questions, and get involved and learn what you can so that you are part of the process. So, yeah, I continue to advocate all the time.
So what's the best way to search for a doctor? Where does a person start?
Well, it depends on their diagnosis, but most people begin with asking their friends and their neighbors. And that's okay. But it's great if you can contact some nurses if you know them personally, or some hospitals will allow you to talk with some of the nurses there, or a nurse in another doctor's office. You know, that's how I found a really excellent internist, was that there was a nurse in the oncologist's office who gave me the name of a fellow who turned out to be great. And you can ask a pharmacist, you can go online and look at medical societies in your county. There are lots of different other websites for nurse practitioners and physician assistants. And there are also foundations. So there are so many places that you can, you know, like I said, talk to people or actually look on the internet that are really reliable sites to feel comfortable finding someone that you need.
Do you also advocate for people who want to go an alternative route, or are you more right down the medical line?
Well, I have been a person who was trained in a traditional medical setting, but there's a big but there, because people have choices, and there is no right way for everybody. And so, yes, you can choose an alternative healing method, or you can incorporate that into a traditional treatment. So, you know, like I said, find out what you can and decide what you're really comfortable with, because it's your life.
Yes.
You know, your health and your own life.
Mm-hmm.
So as you participate and as you learn, then your choices become more realistic to you, mm-hmm. and it lets you know what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to go back a second to what you were talking about in searching for a doctor, and you mentioned nurses. I've found that when you want to find out how an organization works, you know, if it's a corporation, you go to the receptionist or the secretary, the person that takes the calls, knows where everybody is, knows who does what. Other people are isolated. The nurses, of course, are do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're just a great resource. And I actually found out lots of information from nurses. And talking about alternatives, I was really surprised when I got in situations. After a point, I didn't deal with that many MDs. There were more NDs. When I did, the nurses really were the ones in the know. So I think mm-hmm. I thought that was a great option for
mm-hmm.
people.
So I'm curious, a lot of people rely strictly on what their doctor tells them. They do not necessarily advocate for their own health choices. They don't take the time to dive in. Why do you think that is? Do you think they're too scared, or they're too sick? Why do you think most people do not advocate on their own?
You know, Brenda, I think it can be a combination of factors. I think a lot of times people are uncomfortable asking more questions, because they feel dumb, really, and because they are in the presence of someone who is probably more educated in medicine, has more experience in it than they do, so they are reluctant to do so. But I think that really does not serve people very well at all. And what I have found, especially interviewing a lot of people for the book, that it is really not only older folks, it's young people too. And I wish they would really remember that medical professionals, nurses, doctors, pharmacists, they are healers, but they are also educators. And so it's perfectly okay to learn what you can, but also ask the professional, you know, what they can teach you, and then you can make your own decision.
Yeah, I really like that approach because they love you to be a student and to be interested in what it is they've learned, even if you ultimately sort of go off to the side on some of their advice. But so what about options with insurance and groups? You know, they often have, they lead you directly to doctors. You know, is that just something you want to take on face value?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand the question about, you mean whether you would be reimbursed for the charges? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's one of the things that you want to consider, because money these days is really important for a lot of people. There are a lot of people going bankrupt with medical costs, et cetera. So how much do you need to know your options?
Oh, you certainly do. You know, if you are going the traditional route, and like we talked about, you know, people have choices. They may not, or they may integrate both complementary medicine as well as traditional, but some treatments are not covered, and it does behoove you to find out if you will be covered. I know when I was an oncology representative working for a pharmaceutical company, I would get phone calls from doctors saying, can you help me? I have a patient who I would like to treat with this particular medication, and it is what they would consider off-label, it's not indicated, and I would really try my best to make sure that that patient could get the drug for free. It doesn't happen all the time. As a matter of fact, it's pretty rare, but you can work on your own to see if you can get, like I said, coverage for a very expensive product, and there are many like that. Or you can, you know, go to your physician and say, can you help me with this? And they, you know, their input does carry some weight with the insurance company.
You really need to be educated about what's actually covered and not. It's interesting, Brenda and I did some yearly blood tests, and which were very expensive. It was a very expensive panel, ordered a lot of things, and they told us at the blood collection center, oh, none of this isn't going to be covered, you know, and but it was. So after a point, we stopped arguing with them because we knew we'd be fine, you know. So we said, just let's do the procedure, send in the paperwork.
And if they don't cover it, we'll pay for it, but yes, we need to do this. And so then they you know, then of course they were fine with it, but it was just interesting that they were so determined that we were not going to have it paid for when we had done our homework and we knew it was going to be.
Well, you know, sometimes it really depends on who you talk with. And it really, 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 like 10 times really, helps if you are persistent. Because if you keep asking and you keep asking, maybe you will speak with somebody who really tries to help you. And I, whenever I get into a situation where there's some resistance, I always try to pose it as a, can you help me? And most people really do want to help you.
Oh, yes. Well, we're going to take a quick, hold on there a moment. We're going to take a quick break. Sure. We're here with Rena Weiner. And we're talking about her book, Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much, Be Your Own Best Healthcare Advocate. We'll be back after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration. when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life, or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided, meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, if you just caught us on the radio dial on your way to work, well, we've been doing this for 18 years. We've been bringing you some alternative talk, and that actually is our station here in Seattle, Alternative Talk. And, you know, you hear things that you want to follow up on, and you're driving, you need to be safe. No texting, you know that, and you don't have enough dust on your dashboard to take a note. So just remember this, conscioustalk.net. That's our website. Every guest has a guest page with the information you need about their books, about what they're talking about, their expertise, how to connect on their websites. It's all there. Plus, of course, a play button for every show we do. I'm Rob Spears.
I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here with Reno Weiner today talking about her new book, Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much. Be Your Own Best Healthcare Advocate. And I wanted to ask you, Rena, do you think that patients are hesitant to question their doctors about getting a second diagnosis?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
What's interesting to me is that people have told me that if they ask their doctor about, you know, potentially getting a second opinion, then they're worried that the doctor's going to get mad at them. That's the word they use. Everybody uses he or she's going to get mad at me. And I'm sorry to hear that, because second opinions many times may change the direction of your treatment. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need a third opinion just to make sure you feel that you're getting the best care that's available. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think it's over time, but as I said previously, people of all ages, all backgrounds, just are worried that the doctor will be angry with them and then no longer see them as a patient. But I can tell you that in my own experience as a patient, if I have needed a second opinion and I mention it to my doctor, as I'm going to go for it, not is it okay? Because really, we don't need their permission.
Right.
It would be great for them to be supportive. But you know, I think it's respectful to let them know. But I've not come up against any doctor in me personally who has objected to me getting a second opinion. But I know many people are really intimidated by in the presence of their physician, especially when they have to tell them that they're seeking another professional's opinion.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that you brought up in your book, and it's important to understand your diagnosis. Would you explain that? I mean, why, if you're trying to build a rapport with your doctor, and you may question his diagnosis, that's going to cause some friction, won't it?
Well, it could. It could. But, you know, if you're going to a healthcare professional who is confident and comfortable with you and with their own experience, that it really shouldn't. People should be able to ask any question that they choose. You know, you want to treat other people as you would with everybody, with an element of respect, but it should not be a reason not to ask. You know, there is absolutely no reason not to do that, and I've asked, you know, mm-hmm. I've asked about the diagnosis to make sure that I'm comfortable with it and that the physician feels that this, to the best of his or her knowledge, is the diagnosis that seems to be correct. It's not that it can't be changed or altered in some way, you know, in the future. But if you're going to a doctor who's really uncomfortable with you questioning their diagnosis, their treatment, you know, the choices that they're suggesting to you, I think you might want to get a second opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll bet a lot of people that you coach probably say to you, I don't know what to ask. So where do people start in asking questions?
Well, if they have a serious illness, a chronic illness, you start by doing your research carefully. You don't go on to Yelp and see that people didn't like a healthcare provider because they had to wait for a very long time and thought the doctor was ineffective. But if you do have a serious illness, there are an awful lot of foundations and support groups that are more than happy to supply you with educational data that's either online or printed. If you're not, you know, an online person, they can send you, and they're happy to do it. It's free. Nobody charges for that. And, you know, like I said, it's there, it's free, and more you know about your problem, the more you can ask. And when you ask, then you get into a conversation, an informed conversation with your healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. And so you exchange information and ideas, and it, you know, it builds over time. And I have, in my own situation, you know, gotten much more and more confident and more comfortable asking questions, you know, greater questions, deeper questions. Because as I said, the more you learn, the more you can ask. Mm-hmm. And it can only help. It really can only help you.
You brought up Yelp. Do you feel it's a good idea to resource health advice over the internet?
Some places. It depends. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to WebMD, if you go to like a Johns Hopkins site or a Cleveland Clinic or Memorial Sloan Kettering, where they have really reliable, traditional sources of information, then you can, like I said, you can incorporate that in where else you have read, what else you have learned, and take that all into consideration. So I would imagine, even though I haven't really looked in detail for complementary sites, but I know they're out there. And, you know, like I said, just not to be careful. When I was first diagnosed with this illness, a young doctor told me not to really read all those scary stories that other people have written on the internet, because it's not you. It's right. their story, right. and I'm sorry it's their story, but mm-hmm. my story may be totally different. Mm-hmm. The path of my illness, my treatment, and so forth is my story.
Yes.
And therefore, to really kind of stay away from the rest of that stuff. Whereas if you go to a foundation, a charitable organization, you know, whatever, the American Cancer Society, psoriasis, whatever your problem is, rheumatoid arthritis, those sites don't have a bias. They do have stuff, strictly information about your illness and ways to do research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's really good advice, to stay away from other people's stories. You have to own your own story, and it's your experience, and it is not necessarily going to be anybody else's.
Exactly.
Maybe someone is similar to you, but it's never going to be exactly the same. And so you want to stand in that truth, that this is my experience and my story, because when we start dipping into other people's stories, that's where fear comes up, and oh my God, this happened to them, and oh my God, is that going to happen to me, is really not the path we want to be going down with that negative self-chatter, correct?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's when you have a serious illness, not that everything is life-threatening, but, you know, something that you have to deal with all the time, it's enough. You know,
yes.
It's scary enough, it's difficult enough, it can impact your lifestyle enough, mm-hmm. and so you need the positive, as positive realistically, but as positive as you can get. And when you have people who are writing and they get, you know, very, very anxious or really panicky, and then you start taking that in to your story, as you said, Brenda,
mm-hmm.
then it doesn't serve you.
Right.
It only elevates your stress. And you've got, probably everybody has stress, so who needs a little more?
Right? Yeah, especially when you're dealing with a chronic illness, or any illness for that matter,
right.
To take that energy in and to make it yours is only going to complicate your problem and your separate from it. And I just quickly want to share something. When I was diagnosed with my third bout of cancer, and that's been 28 years ago, one of the things that my doctor was telling me was that I had to have chemo, and with it, you know, I might live 5 years. There was no guarantee. And he started to give me all the statistics. And what I did is I stopped him. And I just point blank said, I don't want to hear those statistics. I'm not a statistic. I am a person. And it is my own experience I'm having, and it could be completely different than those statistics. So please don't give that to me, because that's just another thing that I would worry about. And he went, oh, okay. He got it. And I was very nice about it, but I was also very blunt about it, that don't do that to me. That's what we do to people, and it's not good for them. And usually people take it the wrong way. So that's just one example. Well, the book is Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much, Be Your Own Best Health Advocate. Rena Weiner is the author, and it is renaweiner.com, and that's RenaWeiner.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer, or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. If you're just joining us, well, we're here with Rena Weiner. Her book is Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much. Be Your Own Best Healthcare Advocate. Again, her website is Rena Weiner, and it's RenaWeiner.com. And if you're driving, just remember ConsciousTalk.net. That's our website, and all that information will be available for you there. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And Rena, what we were talking about in the last segment was kind of the freak out, the lead up to the freak out when you get a diagnosis.
And I was sharing with you an experience I had with my doctor who wanted to categorize me into statistics that I simply didn't want to hear because I did not feel like I needed to be a statistic. I was a person with my own experience. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, Brenda, because everybody is an individual. All of their treatment is different. Their path to health is different. Mm-hmm. You know, some people have a much more complicated case. Others do not. Mm-hmm. And there is no physician, anybody, who can tell you this is the amount of length of time, I should say, that you have left.
Right.
Nobody knows that.
Right.
So when someone asks their physician, well, how long do I have left, doc? You know, the doctor feels obligated to come up with an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not the right question for patients to ask.
Yeah.
Be present moment and know that research keeps changing. Those numbers are very variable. And just like you said, Brenda, each patient is an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that I am going to fall into that statistic of 5 to 10 years, you know what? That is really not a reliable number, and it's not appropriate for you if you happen to be a patient. So I never ask about that because I stay in the present moment and I enjoy where I am right now and realize that, like I said, I don't go and read everybody's stories because it's not my story.
Yeah, and it's not healthy for us, and we need to be making healthy choices every day as much as we can, and those things are not healthy for us to be choosing.
Yeah.
Right, and to that point, you know, I do take good care of myself.
Yes.
I do exercise. Mm-hmm. I do eat properly. I'm not perfect, but I'm not bad.
Right.
And I meditate, and I, like I said, I enjoy my life. I do what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And try to stay positive, realizing that there is no definite, you know, next April I'm going to be gone.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah,
and no
right.
one knows. You could be diagnosed with something very serious and survive for years and years and years and years and drop dead from a heart attack. That wasn't even part of your diagnosis.
Or
next day you could walk out and get hit by a bus. So
yeah.
we honestly don't know.
Well, so
no, they
so,
don't know. And people seem to be seeking that answer. And
yeah.
I understand. I really do understand I want to know what the future is going to hold for me. But like I said, it's one of the unknowables.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
Yeah,
it isn't. And you just live with what you have, do the best, get the best care that you can, take good care of yourself, and after that, you know, it will be.
It's in God's hands.
Yeah. Well, so
exactly.
Look. So here's something where there is a point where everybody seems to kind of get scared, and that is you've gone in, you've had a bunch of tests, you're at home, the phone rings, and it's the doctor's office, and he says, I want you to come in. So do you have a strategy from keeping yourself from freaking out?
For me personally,
yeah.
I'll meditate. That's the first
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
I will calm myself down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a walk. I'll meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a bath. I'll do what brings me down to a level where I'm not hysterical, really, and
yes.
not overreacting.
Yep.
And then I'll do a little research. And then I'll also spend time having some fun, which will distract me a little until I get to that appointment where I find out what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like you need to go to Ben and Jerry's and eat a pint of ice cream, that is okay. You can do that. Have a glass of wine, go out to dinner with a friend.
Yes.
You know, just spend some time. I mean, whatever it is that brings you joy.
Yes, absolutely.
You do need to find joy wherever you are in your life. And then, you know, like I feel like the information will come to you if you're open to it and you're not freaking out.
That's right. Well, we're here with Rena Weiner. The book is Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much. We'll be back after these messages.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're here today with Rena Weiner. We're talking about her book, Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much. It's Be Your Own Best Healthcare Advocate. And Rena, you've been giving us a lot of really good advice, and one of the things that, of course, we've realized over the years doing this show and looking at so many health things, as well as a lot of spiritual and emotional work, we have discovered that, you know, the doctors in this country are not necessarily the greatest in the world when it comes to chronic disease. We know they're great with the mechanical stuff, but with chronic disease, yeah, not as much. So what about integrative or alternative treatments and bringing that up to your doctor?
Well, that's perfectly okay. When I was working as a pharmaceutical representative and so forth and trainer and so forth, back then they used to call it alternative medicine.
Mm.
And nowadays, even, you know, in the last probably 10 years at least or more than that, they call it complementary. And I love that term because that means it complements any treatments that you're going to have. And when I was working, what I noticed is that there were more and more patients who were choosing that type of treatment either in place of traditional medicine or in addition to. And I think that not all doctors, because, you know, you can't say all about anything or anybody, but many of them will absolutely say, okay, as long as I feel as he or she feels that it doesn't impact the efficacy of a traditional treatment. So I think it's perfectly okay, and that's part of the personal, I'm involved, I want to have some input, I guess that's the right word, input into my care and my general health. So it's bring it up,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Bring it up. Mm-hmm. I have found many doctors are really very much in line with that. I know even when I had, you know, some orthopedic stuff, the doctor even suggested to me, have you tried acupuncture? Years ago, I don't know if anybody would have said that.
Yeah, right. That's
right. Mm-hmm. I said no, and so I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can't, you know, say that, oh, no traditional doctors will allow us to talk about complementary medicine, because many of them will.
Yes.
It's okay to bring it up.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the important things you said in your book was actually to trust yourself, that you actually know more than you think you know. And I think what follows up on that sometimes, not to be cynical, but sometimes, you know, when you look at the record, doctors have not been doing all that great. I mean, a lot of people die from mistakes. So you got to pay attention.
Oh, you do. You absolutely do. And that was Dr. Spock who said that. And I remember Dr. Spock from when my kids were little, long time ago. But people don't trust themselves. Like you said, they get intimidated mm-hmm. by the expertise, the experience, the education of a physician. But, you know, most people are pretty smart. And if they take some time to learn, even if it's like a little problem, it doesn't have to be life and death kind of stuff. But if you take the time to learn about it and to be really specific, that's another point. I don't know if I said that. When you go to the doctor, what is the problem? Where is it? How much pain are you having? If you're having pain, what have you done? Have you taken medication? Have you had physical therapy? You know, what have you done to help yourself? Are you better? Are you worse? And so all of that information helps to come up with, or your physician to come up with some particular diagnosis that may or may not be the best one, but it's a place to start. So as long as we keep participating, and I always say you give your physician clues, and they're like detectives, so they figure out, well, it's not this, maybe it's that. So the more we are proactive, the more we talk, and the more we ask, the more information we share, the more likely, you know, we'll be able to, they will, and us together, will be able to come up with a treatment that will be effective for us.
So in your book, you talk about having a final plan. What does that mean exactly, and what does that consist of?
Well, that was suggested to me by a palliative care physician who said that people sometimes don't have one, and I'll explain what that is, and then it falls on the physician to make choices at the end of our lives, which is certainly not the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that you need to have, I guess ideally, have an advanced medical directive, which includes a will,
mm-hmm.
you know, which covers your property, and if you have any young kids, to create guardians for them. And also a medical power of attorney. So if you're unable to make medical decisions for yourself, there's somebody who can step in and make them for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then additionally, you might want like a durable power of attorney that handles all your business stuff. And then you can also, this is a bigger deal that includes everything, to go to an estate plan and go to an attorney who does that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then people may want to put together a plan for their funeral or their like an assisted living situation or flowers, an obituary. It depends, but I do think that it is really necessary to come up with an advance directive. And even if you're just going to go in for minor surgery or even, you know, like a colonoscopy, they will ask you, do you have an advance medical directive? Should something, even though chances are very slim, go wrong, at least the professionals, will know what to do because you have outlined what you would like to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's a a very smart thing to cover all of your bases. It's for most people, they worry about all that, and it's less worry. It just gets that out of the way, and that's in place regardless. It doesn't mean, and I want our listeners to really understand this, that it doesn't mean, Rena, that you're saying goodbye and that you're...
Yeah, it's not morbid.
Yeah, it's not morbid or giving up. It's really being very smart, and it is a practical thing to do, and it's a smart thing to do. It's a healthy choice to make. Again, another healthy choice. So it takes the stress and the worry off of you and your caregivers, by the way.
Those that are your family.
Yeah, because, absolutely.
What this doctor said to me, the palliative care physician, that... if, you know, somebody, it's an emergency or somebody's very ill, something like that.
Yep.
And then there is no document that guides the physician. Then they go to the family. And, you know, you could have, like, you know, a couple of siblings. This one doesn't agree on that. And what should we do?
Yep.
And then the physician makes the final decision. And that really may not be what the patient would like at that time.
Yeah. Right.
Well, so we're getting to the end here, and I wanted to ask you, what is the most important thing that you want people to take away from your book, in your, you know, from your point of view?
From my point of view, the big one three-letter word that is throughout my book is ask. Ask for what you need, but that includes... you know, question your treatment, be involved in that, choices that you want to make, research, but it's all about asking.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a New Yorker.
No.
Anybody can do it.
Right. And folks, if you're dealing with a chronic illness or you're dealing with a debilitating illness or any illness right now, this is a great book to have on hand as a reference for you, as a guidebook. Rena's done a great job of guiding us through all of this as a as an advocate. And Rena, we really do appreciate you being on our show, writing this book, using your life experience to guide others. Very helpful. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being on our show today and for doing this work, which a lot of people are going to benefit from in the long run.
I hope so. And thank you so much for asking me to join you. I certainly do appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, the website, folks, is renaweiner.com. That's R-E-I-N-A-W-E-I-N-E-R.com. And the book is, of course, Trust Your Doctor, But Not That Much.
And folks, thank you for joining us. As always, have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.